الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، my dear beloved إخوة وأخوات، I have a question as there's been a break as it relates to the qira'a and reading of Manzumat al-Baykuniyya. My question to my brothers is, why are we doing this? Why are we studying ilm al-hadith? To understand the importance of the isnad. Anybody else? Waleed? To able to distinguish between an authentic or a hadith that is accepted and one that is rejected. To increase iman in the certainty, and certainty in the revelation, thani, the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anybody else? Jibril?
So it can be upon knowledge.
Naam, so it can be upon knowledge regards our religion. Anything else? To know that which is correctly attributed to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's another one very important. Shams.
Also show you how the ulama of the Salaf strive to preserve the Sunnah.
How the ulama of the Salaf strives to preserve the Sunnah. Naam. Any other reasons why we study ilm al-hadith? Excellent. To repel the doubts of the mustashriqeen, the Orientalists. And what do? They bring doubts upon the authenticity of the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So all of these reasons, you need to revise this, and inshallah it should aid us in having ikhlas inshallah, and increase us in muhabbah of the Sunnah bi'idhnillah. To proceed, we'll continue now inshallah ta'ala with that which we left, and that is the mudallis or tadlis. قال الناظم رحمه الله تعالى وما أتى مدلس النوعان الأول الإسقاط لشيخ وأن ينقل عمن فوقه بعن وأن وثاني لا يسقطه لكن يصف أوصافه بما به لا ينعرف. He says, Baiquni, regarding al-mudallis, he said that which is mentioned regarding the mudallis are two categories, two types. The first is leaving out a sheikh in the isnad by saying an, which so an yanqulu amman fawqahu bi an wa an, and that is narrating that who is above his sheikh with an. So he leaves out his sheikh in the isnad, and that who is the one that is above his sheikh, he says an or an, and we done an wa an, which is not the same as hadathani. Do you remember? Hadathani is he narrated to me. An is like about, he said, qal. So the first category he's mentioned is yanqul amman fawqahu bi an wa an, that who is above his sheikh with the sigha to, or the form of saying an, yani about, and that he said. Wa thani la yusqituhu lakin yasif, yani he doesn't leave out his sheikh, the second category of tadlis. He doesn't leave out his sheikh, but he gives him a sifa. He give him a description, أوصافه بما لا ينعرف. Give him characteristics in which he is not usually known by, such as kunya and nasab, buldan, laqab, nickname, tribal reference, that maybe nobody knew he was from that tribe, and so forth. These are the two categories, bijma, bi'ijmal, that Al-Bayquni and the ulama of hadith, fil haqiqa, have mentioned. So we're going to deal with Tadlis. Is probably going to be the most in-depth thing we're going to do today. After that, we're going to do Shadh, and then we're going to do Maqlub, inshallah, and then we're going to do Fard. Those three are rather straightforward, and if we have time, we do Muttarib, or we leave that to tomorrow, inshallah. But as for Tadlis, we're going to spend a lot more time regarding this, wabillahi tawfiq. Point number one, and that is the ta'rif of al-mudallis. The ta'rif al-mudallis, ismu maf'ul, is the object form of the word tadlis. Is the object form of the word tadlis. And some of the ulama have said that tadlis yadulla ala satrin, yani covering something up. Linguistically, it means covering something up and darkening it so it's not been seen. And kitman, concealing. Yani hadhi thalatha kalimat, sitr, dhulm, wa kitman, is what I found that the ulama have mentioned in regard to a tadlis, yani lughatan. A tadlis, lughatan. As for the definition of tadlis, I find it prudent that we, in defining tadlis, we define each category on its own. So we said that there are the ulama of hadith, which is point number two, said that the categories of a tadlis are two. The first is tadlis of al-isnad, and that is covering, making obscure the affair of the isnad, the chain. And the second category is covering up your sheikh. And remember, the first one is the one where he takes somebody out, do you remember? And the second one is his sheikh. Yani tadlis al-shuyukh. Tadlis al-isnad, qism al-awwal wa qism al-thani, aw naw al-awwal, tadlis al-isnad, wa naw al-thani, tadlis al-shuyukh. And that is making this type of hidden covering, concealment regarding his sheikh. Regarding his sheikh. As for tadlis al-isnad, what we'll say is the definition of tadlis al-isnad is like this. أن يروي المدلس عن شيخي الشيخ الثقة وهذا الشيخ يروي عن شيخ ضعيف. معلش. No. I'll do it again. That's a part of tadlis. Let's start again. A tadlis in isnad is أن يروي عن من لقيه ما لم يسمعه منه أو من عاصره ولم يلقه موهما أنه قد سمع منه. And that is to narrate upon somebody who they have met before, to narrate what they haven't heard from them. So they've met them before, but they haven't heard from them. Or they live in the same period as them, but they haven't met them, as some of the ulama has mentioned. Muhiman annahu qad sami'ahu minhu. To elude and make people think that he heard from him. So I define it again. And yarwi an man laqiyahu ma lam yasma'u minhu. And that is that he narrates upon somebody who he has met before, but he didn't actually narrate that narration from him. Fil haqiqa. ما لم يسمعه منه أو من عاصره ولم يلقاه موهما أنه قد سمعه. To make people think that he heard from him. واضح? And that's the isnad. That's the isnad. So you have a chain. Okay? And he narrates upon somebody in that chain who he has met before. And it's known that he's met him before. But he hasn't heard this hadith, this particular hadith from him. So he's not lying that he's not heard from him. But he's making us think that he's actually narrated this hadith from him. Muhiman annahu sami'ahu yani hadha al-hadith minhu. Yani making people think that he, and he alludes to make people think that he has heard from him. That's tadlis al-isnad. That's tadlis al-isnad. And an example of this, مثال ذلك ما ذكره الحاكم في كتابه معرفة العلوم الحديث بإسناد أن علي بن خشرم قال حدثنا ابن عيينة عن زهري فقيل له سمعته من الزهري فقال لا ولا ممن سمعه من الزهري حدثني عبد الرزاق عن معمر عن زهري. And that is that Ali ibn Khashram, he said that Ibn Uyayna narrated to me عن زهري. فقيل له سمعته من الزهري, يعني Ibn Uyayna, did you hear this from زهري? And he said no. ولا ممن سمعه من زهري. حدثني من عبد الرزاق. حدثني عبد الرزاق عن معمر. So this is just an example where he's mentioned the individual, he's met him, he's from his teachers, but he hadn't specifically heard this narration from him. واضح؟ نعم. But he, for example, has mentioned his sheikh. So he's made the, for example, I'll give you a mithal here in this masjid. We have Jibreel. He's met Shams, who's met Anwar. Now, Jibreel doesn't mention Shams, but mentions who? Anwar. But he really heard it from Shams. But everybody knows that Jibreel and Anwar know each other. Fimt? So he's taken Shams out and said, An, he doesn't say Hadathani Anwar because that would be lying. He says, An Anwar. But really, he says, no, I really heard it from Shams. But I just want to just mention An Anwar. This is Tadlis al-Isnad, ala shakl am. Fimtani? Meaning that there's a Tadlis in the chain. واضح؟ نعم. As for this tadlis and tadlis umuman, which is point number 3, and that is that the ulama dislike this. As Shu'ba rahimahullah ta'ala, Abu Nu'aym said, sami'tu Shu'ba yaqul li'an azni ahabbu ilayya min an udallis. لأن أزني أحب إلي من أن أدلس. شعبة ابن حجاج رحمه الله تعالى from the ulama of hadith, he said that I fornicate is more better beloved to me than I do tadlis. يعني obviously he's just showing that fornication being something as a major sin, that he holds that tadlis is a horrible thing to do. That tadlis is a horrible thing to do. And that is like his statement, Tadlisu Akhul Kadib. At Tadlisu Akhul Kadib. That Tadlis is the brother of lying. It's not actually lying, but it's his brother. It's close. It's what? Close. That's umuman for Tadlis. As for Tadlis al-Isnad, we remember we're talking about two categories of Tadlis. There's Tadlis al-Isnad and Tadlis Mada al-Shiyukh. Tadlis al-Isnad is the most severe of the two. Aswa. Wa aqbah inda a'immat al-hadith. Min tadlis al-shuyukh. So what we're going to do now is talk about the different categories of tadlis al-isnad. And tadlis al-isnad in its own has different categories, which some of them are worse than others. And to mine? So the first category of tadlis al-isnad, so you can say the sub-category. Now, Tadlis al-Isnad. Shiyukh. Shiyukh is later. We're concentrating on Tadlis al-Isnad. I've just given you what the ulama have said about it. And then I've told you the definition of it. And what the ulama have said. It's disliked by some of the ulama like Shu'bah. And now we're going to talk about the categories of this Tadlis al-Isnad. The first category is Tadlis al-Taswiyah. Tadlis al-Taswiyah. This is the most disgraceful and disliked type of tadlis. Tadlis al-taswiyah is an yarwi mudallis an shaykhin thiqqa wa hadha ash-shaykhu yarwi an shaykhin da'if wa hadha ad-da'if yarwi an shaykhin thiqqa wa shaykh al-awwal thiqqa lahu sama'u min shaykh ath-thalith thiqqa. And that is فيسقط مدلس الشيخ الضعيف الذي بين الشيخين ثقتين ليغش السامع بأنه يروي عن الثقة عن الثقة فيسوي الإسناد كله كله ثقات. نعم. And that is that the mudallis, the individual who does these things from the narrators. The mudallis, he narrates upon his sheikh, his teacher. And his teacher is trustworthy, thiqa. And this, his teacher narrated on a weak narrator. He narrated on a weak narrator. So we have the mudallis. You looking at my hand? We have the mudallis. He narrates on his sheikh, my second hand. And his sheikh narrates on another, and his sheikh is thiqa. His sheikh is what? Thiqa, trustworthy. And he narrates on a third sheikh. That is da'if. So his teacher's teacher is da'if. Who narrates, and that da'if narrates on a thiqa. So there's four hands here, yes? The first hand is what? The mudallis, yes. The second hand? The sheikh that is? Thiqa. The third hand? The da'if of his the teacher of his sheikh. And the fourth hand? Is this da'if narrated upon? A thiqa. So the mudallis takes this da'if out. So he takes this da'if out. That's the third hand. My? He takes and drops him. So it's like thiqa upon a thiqa upon a thiqa. Wadih? So, yasqut al-da'if min thiqatain. So he removes a weak narrator who is between two authentic narrators. So now how does the chain look? Nice or not? It looks sweet, huh? It looks nice. You got just all narrators are thiqat. And this is called taswiya, changing the form. So this is tadlis, taswiya, changing the what? The form and the outlook of the isnad. So instead of it looking like one where there is a weak narrator, which you mean there's a problem in the hadith. Sahih wala? Naam, yusawwi. He forms and designs it. So okay, let's make it look like this. Thiqa and thiqa and thiqa. This is the worst type of tadlis. And this is really it's part of tadlis al-isnad, and this is exactly what Shu'bah was saying. With that. Regarding that, لِأَنْ أَزْنِي أَحَبُّ لَيْهِ مِنْ أَنْ أُدَلِّسْ. That is, to fornicate is more beloved to me than if I were to do tadlis. And the ulama have explained that he's focusing specifically on tadlis, taswiya. Now, طيب. Point number, خلاص, leave it, just add this as a branch to tadlis and taswiya. Who is well known from the narrators to do tadlis and taswiya? I'm going to mention two names. Those who are known to do tadlis taswiya. The first is Baqiyya. The first is Baqiyya ibn al-Walid. Baqiyya to ibn al-Walid. Baqiyya to ibn al-Walid was a mudallis that did tadlis taswiya. So much so that Abu Mishar, he said, أَحَدِيثُ بَقِيَّةُ لَيْسَتْ نَقِيَّةُ مِنْهَا عَلَى التَّقِيَّةُ. يعني فكن منها على تقية. He said, أحاديث البقية ليست نقية. فكن منها على تقية. He said, the narrations and hadith of Baqiyya are not clean. They're not pure. He does tadlisish, taswiya. فكن منها على تقية. So be careful and be cautious regarding his narrations. Because Abu Mishar. نعم. فَكُنْ مِنْهَا عَلَى التَّقِيَّةِ. And also another individual that done tadlis taswiya was Al-Walid ibn Muslim. معروف عندكم, huh? Al-Walid ibn Muslim. He was a mudallis who did tadlis taswiya. يعني علماء of hadith, the thiqat, they never did this tadlis. This tadlis is done by the likes of Baqiyya and Al-Walid ibn Muslim. And that is يُسْقِتُ شِيُوخُ الْأَوْزَاعِي الدعفاء وإذا سئل يقول الأوزاعي أنبل أن يروي عن هؤلاء. يعني in order to protect الأوزاعي, his sheikh, نعم, الوليد بن مسلم, he says, he basically, the weak students of الأوزاعي, he would remove them from the chain. He would what? Remove them from the chain. And if he's, when he asked why he did that, He said that Al-Awza'i, Al-Imam, Rahimullah, is more noble or too noble for these individuals to narrate from him. So let me take them out of the isnad. Huh? No, no. He will, for example, we have Awza'i, who has a student, who's da'if. And then he's, the student narrated on, somebody thiqah narrated on him. What Waleed will do, Al-Waleed, not Waleed, Al-Waleed will do, is remove that weak student of Awza'i. Fintumuni? Why? He says, he's saying that Awza'i is too noble for this weak narrator to be his, from his students. Fintalaya? Sorry, Shuyukh, naam. Shuyukh, not students. Sorry, Shuyukh, naam. Shuyukh, naam. Ahsant. His teachers, not students. His teachers, naam. Naam. So he's, rahimahullah ta'ala, is ambal and yarwi an ha'ula. Yani he's more noble than to narrate upon this lot. Naam. So it's not his students, it's his shuyukh. Ahsant. Jazakumullah khair. So Waleed ibn Muslim would do that in order to protect the reputation of Al Awza'i. The second type of tadlis, al isnad, the first one is what? Taswiyah. And the worst, the ones that done this were who? Baqiyya ibn Al Waleed and Al Waleed ibn Muslim. The second one is tadlis al atf. Tadlis Al-Atf. Yani the tadlis of conjunction. Huh? Naam, you sama tajweed. You sama tajweed, naam. It's called tajweed, yani jo with a listenad. Huh? I don't know, but tajweed naam. But it's mashur bi a taswiya. Okay. Tadlis al-Atf, and that is the tadlis with and. Yani conjunction. You know conjunction in English? And. Wa. In Arabic, it's atf. Ma'atuf. So this is like, for example, وَيَكُونْ قَدْ سَمِعَ يَنِي هُوَ أَنْ يَرْوِي أَنْ شَيْخَيْنِ مِنْ شُيُوخِهِ مَا سَمِعَاهُ مِنْ شَيْخٍ اشْتَرَكَ فِيهِ وَيَكُونْ قَدْ سَمِعَ ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَحْدِهِمَا دُونَ الْآخَرِ فيصرح عن الأول بالسماع ويعطف عن الثاني عليه فيوهم أنه حدث عنه بالسماع أيضا. So you have two students, okay, or this individual who narrated upon two shuyukh. He narrated upon two teachers from his teachers. And these two teachers heard from a sheikh they both heard from. Yani they're both students of him. وَيَكُنْ قَدْ سَمِيَ ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَهْدِهِمَا. But he heard only from one of them. He didn't hear from two of them. So you have two shuyukh who narrate a hadith from the same sheikh. Fimtini? So for example, this hand. He's the mudallis, yeah? And he's teacher. Okay? He has two shuyukh. He has who? Two shuyukh. And one of them, both of them share a teacher. Yes, what he does is, he's heard the narration only from one of them. From who? One of them. But he adds the ataf wow with the second sheikh as if he heard from both of them. Wadih? I'll give you an example as in our masjid now. Let me give some names. Waleed. Rashid. Waleed. His sheikh is Rashid and Anwar. Anwar again, Malish. He has two shuyukh. Okay? And these two shuyukh have... let me think a name. The sheikh over there. Sheikhana. The sheikh over there, these two, that is Rashid and Anwar's teacher, is that sheikh over there. Sheikhana huna. Okay? So what Waleed does, what Waleed does is, he's heard Rashid take from that sheikh, but he hasn't heard it from From who? Anwar. So what he does when he narrates, he says, Hadathani Rashid. And he says what? Anwar. But he didn't hear it from Anwar. He just used Atf. Yani they have the same shiuch. They have the same shiuch. So that's a type of tadlis in the isnad.
Wadih?
So that, some of the ulama say people do this to show they have kathra to sama'ah for riwayah. That the narrator that narrates that hadith with more than one chain. More than one chain. Wadih? Naam. That's tadlis al-atf with a conjunction and. Fahimt, ya akhi? Mai? Ma fahimt? No problem. I'll repeat it again. That is, A has two shiuch, B and C. A has two shiuch, B and C. Now, B and C share the same teacher, who is D. So what A does, A has heard a narration from B, okay, who got it from D. Yes? But he didn't hear C get it from D. But what he does is, he says, Hadathani B wa C. You understand? Did I confuse you more? Is that clearer? Yeah, so he's not good. I got this narration from A and B and C. But really, he only got it from B. So he shows he has more than one sheikh. And not only that this isnad and this hadith has more than one narrator. No. It depends what he means by wa. If he says wa hadathani, hadha shay akhar. Or he says ha tahwil. Fulan. Or he says hadathani fulan tahwil. Ha hadathani. Yani ha, it means okay, this is another chain. But instead he does wow, and wow is very obscure. You can say, for example, I saw Ahmed and Yusuf. Yani, I saw Ahmed, but Yusuf was with him in the masjid. Yani, it doesn't mean you're saying you saw Ahmed, but you're saying that Yusuf is with him. So it's obscure. It's what? Obscure. And that's what tadlis is. It has ghumul, kitman, concealment. You don't know the reality of the isnad. Wadih? But yes, it's a bad. It's bad. It's still bad, but it's not as bad as Salamukum Allah Taswiya. The third one type of tadlis al isnad is tadlis al qat'. Tadlis al qat'. And this is the one that Hafiz ibn Hajar mentions in Nukat from Ibn Adi, rahimahullah. And that is that al qat', it means that the narrator, he narrates and then he pauses. And qata means a halt. A what? A halt. So he says, for example, he says, the mithal that Hafiz ibn Hajar mentions, rahimullah, is, and, na'am, Amr ibn Ubaid al-Tanafisi, annahu kana yaqul, hadathana thumma yaskut. Thumma yaskut. وينوي القطع. Because in the logha you have that. ينوي القطع. And I'm not talking about the same thing. ينوي القطع ثم يقول حشام ابن أروى عن أبيه عن عائشة. So he says, حدثنا فلان. And then he keeps quiet. And he's like, you know what? I'm talking about something else now. فينوي his niya, his intention is, خلاص, this is finished now. I'm stopping the whole thing now. And then he goes, Hisham ibn Urwa and Abihi and Aisha radiyallahu anha. So then the person who sees the isnad, what does he think? That he heard from Hisham. But the ulama who knows the seerah to Ish, tahdith, they know how narrators will know, hold on, he hasn't actually told us he heard anything. He hasn't said sami'tu wa hadathana wa anba'ana wa akhbarana. And he's known for tadlis. So then the ulama of ilal, what do? They dive into that chain and say, you know, let's protect the sunnah. Let's find out what's going on here. Rahimahumullah.
Could someone say that's taqiyya in a way? That you're sort of saying something that's opposing what you've got inside?
No, we're not going to go there. No. The diqqa, the diqqa of the ulama. And that's when we get to Ilal tomorrow. We're going to do Ilal tomorrow. You see, inshallah. The Qism of Mu'al. Inshallah. So, in this Tadlis al-Qat'a, Qat'a means the cut-off. So, he's cut off the sentence, like as if he stopped. Like as if he's stopped. And he goes, Hisham, like I say, I'll give you an example of our masjid here, again. Is A confusing, or shall I use names?
Names.
Abu Raqiyya. He's a nice man, honest. Allah ihfadhu. Lainu zaki ala Allah ahad. He's mudallis for today. Abu Raqiyya, he's narrating, and he says, Haddathana wa haddathani Shams. Qala haddathani Anwar. Jibreel qal haddathani Walid. Where's the tadlis? Is that who? Jibreel. Because he stopped. He what? Stopped and he had the intention. You know what? I'm talking about something else now. No, but then the person who looks at the Isnad Maktub, Marwi, he thinks what? It's mutasil. But the sirat to tahdith. And that's why the ulama have to know, as we see, the ilal is looking at the tabaqat of the mudallisin. Those people who are known to do this. And when they know you're a thiqa, obviously, who does this tadlis, for whatever reason it may be, we'll get to that inshallah, they look in the isnad with tama'un, with detail. Now,
how would they catch a person doing that?
It's tatabbu'. It's the ulama of ilal. It's tatabbu', looking at the asanid and looking at the chain and looking at other narrations that are similar to it and seeing the contradictions in the isnad and so forth. And if he's, even if they don't find anything, if he's known to do tadlis and he uses an, ihtirazan, to be cautious regarding the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will stop. Should we continue? Huwa yarwi an shaykhayni. أن يروي عن شيخين من شيوخه ما سمعا. No, that's Atuf, sorry. That's Atuf. Okay, I'm gonna...
You mentioned that one anyway?
Atuf. Yeah. Okay. هو أن يروي عن شيخين من شيوخه ما سمعاه من شيخ اشترك فيه ويكون قد سمع ذلك من أهدهما دون الآخر فيصرح أن الأول بالسماع ويعتف الثاني عليه. طيب. Okay, as for تدليس القط, and that is, if we can say بالعربي, أن يروي المدلس, I'll make, this is just what I can just bring for you, أن يروي المدلس عن شيخ سمع منه ثم يسكت ينوي القطع ثم يقول قال فلان عن فلان عن فلان. واضح؟ جميل. Second category of tadlis is tadlis al-shuyukh. Tadlis hada ahwan. This is lesser in its dislike, being disliked amongst the ulama of hadith. That's tadlis al-shuyukh. And that is the definition of tadlis al-shuyukh. Are you ready? وَهُوَ أَنْ يَرْوِي عَنْ شَيْخٍ حَدِيثًا سَمِعَهُ مِنْهُ فَيُسَمِّيهِ أَوْ يُكَنِّيهِ أَوْ يُنَسِّبُهُ أو يصفه بما لا يعرف به كي لا يعرف. In English. And that is a narrator, he narrates, this mudallis, on his sheikh, a narration that he has heard from his sheikh. So this is different from taswir. He's heard from him. He's heard from his sheikh a hadith, but he gives his sheikh a name, or gives him a nickname, or gives him a tribe, ascribes him to a tribe, or gives him a characteristic that he is not known by, in order for him not to be known. Shall I say that again? U'id? Okay. هو أن يروي عن شيخ حديثا سمعه منه فيسميه أو يكنيه أو ينسبه أو يصفه بما لا يعرف به كي لا يعرف بما لا يعرف به كي لا يعرف. I think this is clear, and that is that the Tadlis of Shiyokh is hiding the reality of your sheikh. Maybe your sheikh is weak. Maybe your sheikh is da'if. The sheikh is da'if, but you love him. And to satr al-dhunubi or hafawati, to conceal his errors and his weakness, you still mention him. You don't want to take him out. You still mention him, but you give him a name. For example, a brother is from England. He's Pakistani. He's from Pakistan. But he lives in England. His origin is Pakistan, but he's born in England. He lived here all his life and so forth. And you want to narrate, the Mudallis wants to narrate upon him. But this sheikh of his that is originally from Pakistan is known to be Britani. He's known to be Britani. And he's known to be Fulan al-Britani al-Da'if. But you love him. He taught you Usul al-Thalatha. He taught you Hadith. And you have this muhabba for him. So what you do, you say, Fulan al-Kashmiri. Oh, Abu Nu'man. Nobody knows him. Or you pick not his oldest son, you pick his grandson. No, his third youngest. Abu Abdullah. Is it Kadhib? He's Abu Abdullah. But like la yu'raf bi. Yu'raf bi Abu Abdurrahman, mathalan. That's kunya. Or you say Abu Abdullah al-Kashmiri al-Qasir. He's not known to be known as the sifa of having qasr, of being short. So you say he's the son of this person who nobody knows his sons. Who is Kashmiri? He's Britani, but he's originally Kashmiri. And he has the attribute of being short, but nobody sees him and knows him as that. So you give them this characteristic, so when people look at the isnad, they don't know it's that weak sheikh of yours. Is that clear? Why do they do this? Like we mentioned, is to what? Number one. One of the reasons. Number one is to conceal his sheikh, which is not justified. It's aib. It's not justified. Number two is maybe he's younger than you, and you don't want people to know that you narrated from a 17-year-old and you're 60. Number three is that in comparison to other narrators, he's nazil. Remember nazil? Nazil, meaning there's more distance between him and the final source than there are in other narrations. So you don't want people to know it's him. Fimtumuni? These are some of the reasons that the ulama have mentioned regarding Tadlis al-Shuyukh. Point number four, I believe, correct? Point number four Afwan? Because the methodology of the ulama of hadith is to get Sanad Ali, to get closer to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yeah, but you mentioned him in Isnad, but in his tabaqa, he's lower. Yeah? For example, you have the Ashab al-Zuhri. The Ashab al-Zuhri, not all of them are strong and high up in the rank. Maybe when we talk about Nazir, sometimes it's Nazir between the students of the narrator. So if he's one of the youngest narrators, who hasn't got a lot of time with Zuhri, he probably wouldn't want that to be known. No? If you can, barakallah. There's a point I wanted to make here regarding Tadlis al-Shuyukh. And that is that there is a terrible example that the ulama use to show where Tadlis al-Shuyukh can be a big problem and is dispraised by the ulama of hadith. And that is, مِنَ شَدَّ النَّاسِ قُبْحًا لِتَدْلِيسِ الشُّيُّخ مَا كَانَ يَفْعَلُهُ عَطِيَّ ibn Sa'd. The name is Atiyah ibn Sa'd al-Awfi. And that is Atiyah ibn Sa'd, he does this Atiyah ibn Sa'd. He does this Tadlis al-Shuyukh and is considered one of the most repugnant, this disgraceful, so to speak, types of Tadlis al-Shuyukh. It's bad. Al-Awfi. And that is fi takniyatihi Muhammad ibn Sa'ib al-Kalbi.
And
Muhammad ibn Salib, Sa'ib al-Kalbi. Who's weak? So what he does, he gives the kunya of Muhammad ibn Sa'ib al-Kalbi, he calls him Abu Sa'id. He calls him Abu Sa'id. So if he does a narration, he goes, Haddathani Abu Sa'id. Regarding this, Imam Ahmed, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that Yuham annahu al-Khudri. Look at that. Radiallahu ta'anhu. Hey. So that's why it's severe. So Yuham annahu man rawa an sahaba. So he says Abu Sa'id. So it's misunderstood. He's mentioned him a kunya that is not known. So it's misunderstood that he's talking about who? Abu Sa'id al-Khudri. Not this individual, Muhammad ibn Sa'ib al-Kalbi. So Imam Ahmed said that this, he done this, had to yuham, mada? That is Abu Sa'id al-Khudri. And Hafiz mentioned this individual, Salamakumullah, Atiyah ibn Sa'd, in the fourth level of Tadlis, and Ahmed made him da'if, and so did Nasa'i and the Jama'ah because of this. Nah, that's the point, but it's the fact that he's done it. The issue is, would it be exposed? Of course it would be exposed. Allah has preserved the sunnah. And the ulama have their juhud and their efforts in preserving the sunnah. Nah, but we're not talking about it being solved. We're talking about it being done. Okay, point number four. Sah? Five. Point number five is that Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani, rahimahullah ta'ala, in his book, Ta'rifu Ahl al-Taqdis, في مراتب الموصوفين بتدليس. And that is his book, small little risala, where he mentioned the levels of the people who've been ascribed as tadlis. This is important. Why? Because the ulama, when they see this narrator narrate, they know that this is what? If he says an, they look at the level of his tadlis from number one to number five, and number five being the worst. If he says an, that means that they step back and they look at the chain. Hafiz ibn Hajar categorized and put them into five different levels in their severity of tadlis, taken from al-Ala'i. Taken from who? Al-Ala'i in his book, Jami'u Tahsil. Jami'u Tahsil is a book he wrote where he's put narrators regarding marasil, mursal, those who did marasil and those who did tadlis. So what Hafid ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahimahullah ta'ala, he did, he took these names and he put them into his book on Tadlis with examples. With who? Examples. So we're going to deal with Khamsa Maratib. How many? Khamsa. Five different levels. The first one, so I'm going to give you the description of the level and an example of who's in that level. The first one, salamukum Allah, man lam yusaf bithalika illa nadiran. Number one is the man la yusaf biha illa nadiran. That's people who, from the narrators, who have been ascribed as being mudallis only on occasion, nadiran, rarely. And that's like Yahya ibn Sa'id al-Ansari. You know Yahya ibn Sa'id al-Ansari? Which hadith? Innama al-a'malu bin niyat. And he's Yahya ibn Sa'id al-Ansari, is from the students of Aisha radiallahu anha. Yahya ibn Sa'id. And he, Yusuf, be tadlis. His tadlis is minimal. The second, martaba. Man ihtamala al-a'immatu tadlisahu wa akhraju lahu fi sahih li imamatihi wa qidlatu tadlisihi fi jambi man rawa. Okay. I'd. And that is man ihtamala al-a'immatu tadlisahu wa akhraju lahu fi sahih li imamatihi wa qillati tadlisihi fi jambi ma rawa. And that is the those individual narrators that the scholars have focused and identified the possibility of them doing tadlis. The possibility of them doing tadlis. I'm saying tadlis, we know the meaning of tadlis now, yes? Yes or no? We know tadlis? That's what the topic is. The tadlis is where either you take your sheikh from the isnad, or you give him a name that he's unknown by. Okay? Naam. And salamukum Allah, these individuals are in the Sahih, yani Bukhari Muslim. Fahimtumuni? They're still, because Bukhari Muslim, especially Imam Bukhari, have strict conditions in the Sahih. But these individuals, they have the possibility of tadlis, but even then, Bukhari will mention them in his Sahih, because of his imamah, because of his station in hadith. And his minimal acts of tadlis. His minimal acts of tadlis in comparison to his narrations. Yani the percentage of his tadlis are minimal. And that is like Imam Sufyan al-Thawri. And that's like Sufyan al-Thawri. Or some narrators, لَا يُدَلِّسْ إِلَّا أَنْ ثِقَاتٍ. Some of the imma, they did the tadlis, but the tadlis, you know, is only on who? Thiqat. And that's like Ibn Uyayna.
Is that part of the second?
That's part of the second. So they have a possibility of doing tadlis, but because of their station in ilm hadith, they're still mentioned in Sahih. Naam. And the level of, or the amount of tadlis that they do is minimal in comparison to the narrations that they have. Or, and that's Sufyan al-Thawri, or they're not known except to do tadlis on who? Trustworthy narrators. When they take somebody out in the isnad, the person they're taking out, is it daif? Is what? Thiqqa. Is what? Thiqqa. Which is why some of the ulama, they say taswiya is not only daif. Maybe he's just narrating quickly. Yeah, and he's just narrating. Yeah? For whatever reason it can be. Or sometimes for ikhtibar. To test. No.
So was the one who said this being minimal, the example, was it Thawri?
Yeah. All of them is minimal, but the specific Ibn Uyayna is that he only did tadlis on fiqat. The third category, من أكثر من التدليس فلم يحتاج الأئمة من حديثه إلا بما صرحوا فيه بالسماع ومنهم من رد حديثه مطلقا ومنهم من قبلوه. These individuals in the third one are ones that the ulama differed upon in his tadlis. And that is, he does a lot of tadlis. So the ulama do not accept his narrations except if he says, I heard or he said to me. Not an. Remember an? What does an mean? Does an mean I heard it? It just means the person said it. It means that the person said it, but it doesn't mean that I heard it from him. So these individuals in this martaba, a thalitha, if they have a narration and they say an, or they say qala, he said this, does that mean that he said it to me? For example, Walid says, Abu Ruqayya said this. Does it mean that he told him? He could have heard it from Anwar, telling him that. Abu Ruqayya. So that qala is not accepted for mudallis. And never is an or an. So if he uses these forms of transmission in his isnad, they won't accept it unless he says hadathana, sami'tu akhbarana anba'an. He informed me, he told me, I heard from him. Clear. Without any obscurity. Yeah? Some of the ulama would accept the tadlis. The hadith, rather. Some of the ulama would accept the hadith as long as they make it clear. As long as they make it clear. And some of them would not accept it. So there's ikhtilaf. There's difference of opinion regarding these individuals. And the likeness is Abi Zubair al-Makki. Abi Zubair al-Makki. And the fourth one, مَنْ اتَّفَقَ عَلَى أَنَّهُ لَا يُحْتَاجُ بِشَيْءٍ مِنْ حَدِيثِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا صَرَحُوا فِيهِ بِالسَّمَاعِ لِكَثْرَةِ تَدْلِيسِهِمْ عَنِ الضُّعَفَاءِ وَمَجَاهِيلِ كَالْبَقِيَّةِ. The fourth is the individual who the ulama agreed upon that if he doesn't say, I heard, or if he doesn't say, I was informed, they do not accept it. He has to say that. There's no difference. The ulama have agreed upon this because of his frequent narrating from weak narrators or unknown narrators. From weak, his frequency or the frequent narrating of non-trustworthy narrators or unknown. And that's like Baqiyatu ibn Walid, as we mentioned the example. Do you remember? Remember? Al-Baqiyah, what did he say? A hadith of Baqiyah, laysa bi naqiyah, fakun biha taqiyah. Naam, ala taqiyah, naam. So Baqiyah is from the fourth martaba in that. Do you understand that, Abu Ruqayyah?
So, you see, the one that's tadlis, are they truthful? Except,
not all of them. The some tadlis affects your trustworthiness, others don't.
I wonder why would they have ever accepted that?
That's what I said, they only accept it if he صرح بي السماع. Number 5. من دعف بأمر آخر سوى تدليس. Number 5. فحديثهم مردود ولو صرحوا أو صرحوا بالسماع إلا أن يوثق من كان ضعفه يسيرا كابن لئيها. And that is the narrator who is weak for other reasons. He's weak for other reasons, even if he said I heard or it was narrated for me, it will not be accepted except if his narration, His weakness is minimal or minor. It's a minor weakness that some of the ulama may strengthen, and that's even la'iha. And even la'iha is not, his weakness is relative, and that is that he narrates from his book, Dabta's Kitab. Remember Dabta's Kitab? He narrates from his book, but he lost his books at some point in his life, and because he lost his book at some point in his life, any narration after that is rejected, but the ones before accepted. Wadih? Okay, the whole category is man du'ifa bi'amin akhar, yani one who is weak, considered a weak narrator for another external reason. Okay, siwa tadlis, not for his tadlis, because his tadlis is bad, but that's not the reason why he's been made weak. It's just coupled with that as well. فَحَدِيثُهُ مَرْدُودٌ. So his narration is rejected because of other reasons. Now, وَلَوْ صَرَّحُوا بِالسَّمَاعِ. Even if he was clear in his transmission, the forms of transmission, saying like I heard and it was I was informed, he informed me and so forth. He spoke to me, he said to me and so forth. Except if his weaknesses, his weakness in narrations is minimal, it's not a serious one, and some of the ulama authenticate his narrations at some point. And the example of that is Ibn La'iha. Ibn who? La'iha. And Ibn La'iha is not weak indefinitely. He's only weak. He became weak when his book burned. Actually, his books burned. So he lost his narrations from Dabta's Kitab, from his Kitab. He used to narrate from his book. And because his book was unavailable, after that occurrence or issue happened, the ulama know the time when that happened. So the narrations before that are okay, just as long as he does, because he's modellist as well, just as long as he yusarrih bisima, he says I heard. But after that, when his books disappeared, do we accept his narration? No, because he hasn't got his memory. His memory was his books, were his books, and his books burned, and his books burned. Now, and with that, we finished a tadlis. As long, huh? The difference between number 3 and 4 is that number 3, the ulama differed with him. And number four, they agreed upon his state that is not accepted unless he narrates in the transmission that it's clear. Yeah, it is, because it's yasir. Because it's what? It's yasir.
Number three is has...
number three is when it begins. The problem begins. So if Sufyan al-Thawri and Ibn Uyayna, they do an, Bukhari accepts it. Because of their station and the diqqa and the precision in hadith. But level 3, 4, and 5 is where the problems begin and end.
It has to be
tasri. Okay, ashad. Can we continue, or is that enough? Huh?
You know about the bees?
Yeah.
Some of the narrators can be because, I mean, thicker. But because they have that short memory or old age, like Abdullah ibn Umar al-Umari, Sajid Tilawa,
It becomes mukhtalit. It becomes mukhtalit. Aynam. Mukhtalit means that he lost his memory at the age. It is, but it becomes da'if bi sababin akhar. Now his weakness is for a sabab akhar, and that is that as he got older, his memory became weaker. Fimt. Just as he's lost his book, he lost his memory. He became weak. Fimt. Mukhtalit. Because you have some ma'im like Abu Nu'aym, rahimullah. Abu Nu'aym thiqa, walakin ikhtalata fi akhirih. At the end of his life, he started mixing up his narrations. Because of age. So the ulama know the point in which he mixed up his narrations. So those students that took from him after he started mixing up his narrations, they don't accept it. But those who took from him before, and that's ill, that's the ulama of ilal. That's where you understand the umq of the ilm of Shaykh al-Bani, rahimullah. And the likes of before him, Tirmidhi and Imam Ahmed, rahimullah. And the ulama of Ilal, Ali Madini, Abi Hatim, Razi, and they were the ones who was, you know, specialized in that field. Shad? No.
Can that be the same with the last one that lost his book?
That's exactly the same thing. Same example. But this one's Dabt al-Sadr, that one's Dabt al-Kitab. Can we continue until after we finish Shad? So we finish the program for today, inshallah, then we. Inshallah. And we get to ikhtilat, inshallah, ba'dayn, inshallah. Shadh. وَمَا يُخَالِفُ ثِقَّةٌ فِيهِ الْمَلَأِ فَالشَّاذُ. He said, rahimahullah ta'ala, and that which a thiqqa opposes, yani opposes an individual or a group of individual, is shadh. We've done this before, shadh, yes? The definition of shadh, lughatan, the definition of shadh, ismu fa'il min shadda ay infarada anil jama'a. Infarada anil jama'a. Lughatan ma'na shadh is an individual who is singled out or opposed a group. He's on his own, there's a group and he's on his own. So for example, if you want to bring this to make it easy, is that you're in a room and everyone is wearing a white thawb. And one person is wearing black. He is shadh regarding his thawb. In that he is wearing something different from everyone else. Wadih? Yani lughatan. Yani lughatan. Naam. Ashadh ismu fa'il min shadda ay infarada ani jama'a. Amma istilahan. Point number one is the shad lughatan. Secondly, istilahan. Before we go to the istilahan, let's look at where Hafiz ibn Hajar al Asqalani, rahimullah. We mentioned his definition before of shad. Remember what was it? Hafiz ibn Hajar, mukhalafatish al maqbool liman huwa awthaq minhu and awla minhu, and that is the trustworthy narrator who opposes those who are stronger than him. This is rejected. Okay, where does Hafiz get this from? And that is from ما أخرجه ابن أبي حاتم في آداب الشافعي wa manaqibihi. And Yunus ibn Abdul A'la qala sami'tu Shafi'i yaqul laysa ash-shadhu min al-hadithi an yarwi ath-thiqatu hadithan lam yarwihi ghayruhu innama ash-shadhu min al-hadithi an yarwi ath-thiqatu hadithan fayashudda anhum wahidun fayukhalifuhum. And that is that Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that a shadh is not of a narration. It's not like, remember the example of the thawb I mentioned? It's not meaning that, for example, that the individual is on his own in narration. This is maqbool. An individual is the only one that narrated this hadith. Like we have for the hadith of Innamal A'malu Bin Niyat and Yahya ibn Sa'id and Ibn Mataymi and the rest. And Salamukum Allah Al-Qama Ibn Waqas, they're the individuals who only narrated that narration in their tabaqa, in their chain or stage in that isnad. This is not shadh. The shadh is when a thiqqa, a trustworthy narrator, opposes thiqqat. A trustworthy narrator opposes those who are stronger than him or those who are more than him. So Hafidh Ibn Hajar, he came with this definition, مَا رَوَاهُ الْمَقْبُولُ مُخَالِفًا لِمَنْ هُوَ أَوْلَهُ مِنْهُمْ or مُخَالِفًا لِمَنْ هُوَ أَوْلَى مِنْهُمْ or أَوْثَقْ مِنْهُمْ. And that is that the مَقْبُول. Why do we have مَقْبُول? If he's, we have مَقْبُول, when we talk about شَاذ, we're talking about trustworthy narrators. So we have trustworthy people. And amongst them, this is what we're talking about. No one of each or narrators are on the same level. If a narrator narrates a narration and he heard and sat in the same sitting as other narrators and he narrates something different from others that were there that are stronger than him, even though he's a trustworthy narrator, his narration is what? Rejected. Because it's more probable that he's wrong in opposition to all of these ulama of hadith that are stronger than him. Ilman wa adada wa itqana. Yani they have more numbers than him and they're stronger than him. So it's coupled with that. Which is why Abayquni, he says, وَمَا يُخَالِفُ ثِقَّةٌ فِيهِ الْمَلَاءِ. He opposes those who are in abundance of the many narrators who are thiqat, mala, yani a lot of people who are trustworthy. Na'am. Al-jam من الثقات الجم من الثقات. So that's the definition of الشاذ regarding this منظومة of البيقوني. فضل.
Is شاذ when you call it many people or
both? Both. There's two types, and that is that either he's opposed someone who's more stronger than him, or he's opposed a group of people. And he's on his own. Rather, because the ulama of hadith in protecting the sunnah, they're cautious. They are very, very cautious. Which means he probably made a mistake.
What about a ziyadah that doesn't...
That's ziyadah al-thiqat. That's shay'a akhar. Ziyadah al-thiqat is like another hadith. Ziyadah al-thiqat is like another hadith. هذا قسم الآخر. That's something else, which we'll get to near the end, inshallah. But shadh is in the same jalsa. Same majlis, same riwayah, same shaykh, and you know, and this thiqqa narrates, this trustworthy one narrates a narration that is different from everyone else. He's shadh, just like the one in the white black thawb amongst white thawbs. No, because kulli bani adam khata. No one being a thiqqa doesn't mean you're perfect. It just means aglabul waqt, you're upon correctness. But if he's continuously what? Shadh. The ulama have mentioned that if he's known to continuously be shadh and shadh and shadh and shadh, he can go to become munkar. That would affect his station in hadith. No.
But the person's not da'if.
Huh?
The person's not da'if.
He's not da'if by being shadh. La. But if he does it a lot, of course, then his ghalat is not one off. His mistake is frequent. Then his dhabt becomes an issue. Then his dhabt becomes an issue. Now,
in terms of the individual,
say hifz or suduq yahim.
If your post is a group of people and those people maybe is more brilliant than them, but even though they're a group of people, do you still say
yes? He's more ahfaz than all of them? No. You stick with the majmu'ah. Nah. Because it's either he's opposed one of them, one on one, or he's opposed a number of hufaz. Fimt? Nah. Should we go to the next one, inshallah? Are we tired? Okay, we go to maqlub. Ah, that's going to take long. Maqlub is going to take long, but I think we leave that for tomorrow. Is that okay? Tomorrow we do, inshallah, maqlub, fard, and mutarib. And inshallah, if we have time, ma'il, inshallah. And we should finish in 2 weeks, or 10 week or so, inshallah. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.